a bunch of dummy.
Crazy.
Ella
sounds by
blazer.
Yeah,
Chris, I'm going to pick on Tele, but we'll leave it like that for now.
I know, right?
Yeah. Those are the beautiful ladies greatly contributed to Zambian gospel music. That's Minister Christine, as well as Zamtali, giving us some details about the event that is scheduled on the 11th of October at the Piazza, like she mentioned earlier on. For more details, partnerships, anything, inquiries, really, get in touch with the Wild Women on Facebook, and definitely they will get back to you. Coming up, the news, that I'll be back in the second hour.
Zambia, are you ready? Minister GUC is coming to Lusaka's East Park Piazza on the 11th of October for Revealed, a glorious, life-changing worship encounter. And the best part is it's free, free, free. Joining the man of God is a fire lineup of Zambian gospel ministers, Pastor Gift, Pastor Washi, Christine, Chile Chevalier, and with me, your MC, Mutale Kapaso. Register for free today at www.ministerguc.com. Bring your friends, your family, and come expectant to encounter Jesus revealed in the fullness of His glory. Your life will never be the same. For more information, follow Minister GUC, GIAPSA, and the Wild Woman pages on social media. See you there.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
Pretoria High Court dismisses Zungu family appeal with costs. Governance expert says President Hichilema's silence on Bill 7 in Pali is a sign on the need for more consensus. And Malawi votes for next president as cost of living bites. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamano. The Pretoria High Court has dismissed an application by the family of late former Zambian President Edgar Lungu, seeking to appeal a ruling that upheld the Zambian government's right to repatriate his body for a state funeral and burial at Embassy Park in Lusaka. Lungu's widow Esther, his children and relatives had argued that as heirs they had the exclusive right to decide his burial and that the case should have been determined under South African law. They further claimed that since Lungu was stripped of retirement benefits, he was not entitled to a state funeral. But a three-judge bench led by Acting Judge President Aubrey Ledewa rejected the argument, stressing that Lungu remained a former head of state entitled to state burial benefits regardless of the withdrawal of his benefits while alive. The argument that the deceased was stripped of his benefits is of no moment. He remains a former state president with attendant burial benefits at state expense upon death, the court wrote. The judges also held that Zambia's Attorney General was qualified to advise on Zambian law and dismissed claims that no expert evidence was presented. They further said private arrangements between the family and government could not override state authority. The court concluded that the matter was fact-specific and raised no compelling constitutional issues to justify an appeal. The Lungu family was also ordered to pay the Zambian government's legal costs, including fees for two senior counsel. Meanwhile, the Apostles' Council of Churches has stressed the need for the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu to be buried before the National Day of Prayer, Fasting, Repentance and Reconciliation on 18 October 2025. Apostle Council of Churches Programs Manager Mwaona Zulu said it would be unfortunate for the nation to commemorate the death feast declared by Mr. Lungu himself while his body remains unburied. Speaking in an interview with our CV News and Lusaka today, Reverend Zulu said the death of the former head of state should have been an opportunity to unite the nation. It would be a huge error not to bury the former head of state before that day, and it would be awkward to honor him while his body is still in the mortuary, said Reverend Zulu. He further expressed optimism that the matter would be resolved amicably between government and the Longo family, including burial plans. Reverend Zulu stressed that by October 18th, the former president must be laid to rest to preserve national unity and respect for the day he dedicated to prayer and reconciliation. Governance expert Wesley Mienda has commended President Hage Ndigijima for his cautious approach on Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. Many stakeholders had expected the head of state to address the matter during his parliamentary address last week and provide a clear roadmap, especially following calls for the bill to be tabled before Parliament. However, Mr. Mienda told RCV News in an interview that the president's silence on Bill 7 signaled his intention to allow more time for consensus building and wider consultations. The president's decision not to talk about Bill 7 during his address to Parliament speaks volumes, said Mr. Mienda. He emphasized the need to respect the stance taken by President Hijidama, reminding stakeholders that no one has the authority to reverse the directive to hold the bill until broader consultations are concluded. Mr. Mienda advised stakeholders calling for the immediate return of Bill 7 to exercise patience and allow the president to determine the right time for it to be tabled in Parliament.
Once the president issues marching orders, let's actually move on in that direction and ensure that we respect the man in authority. So as for the current situation, the president actually is allowing people have the right to speak, they'll make suggestions, but at the end of the day, that will not force the president to actually rescind his decision or say, no, let's bring back the Bill 7. He is waiting until everything is locked and the process has to be started from somewhere so that at least people's wishes are respected by ensuring that they respect these constitutional reforms.
As the National Assembly resumed its sitting, Vice President Mutalena Lumango has called on members of Parliament to uphold the dignity of the House by refraining from using parliamentary debates as a platform for political campaigning. Speaking during the opening of the latest parliamentary session, Vice President Lumango emphasized the importance of placing national interest above partisan politics. She has urged MPs to use the opportunity of the sittings to address the pressing needs of their constituencies rather than seeking political mileage. I urge all members of Parliament to focus on finding real solutions to the challenges our people face across the country, said Mrs. Lumango. She further assured the nation that government is committed to using this session to share progress on key policies and programs through various avenues, including ministerial statements and the Vice President's weekly question and answer sessions.
Let us focus on finding solutions to improve the well-being of our people and the country at large. In the same vein, Madam Speaker, let me assure the members and the nation, the government will use the opportunity of the sitting of the House during this meeting to inform and clarify various government policies and matters of national interest. As always, this will be done through ministerial statements when necessary.
In African news, Malawians are voting in presidential and parliamentary election following a turbulent 5 years that has seen the economic crisis worsening in the Southern African nation. President Lazarus Chakwera is vying for a second term, his main rival being Peter Mutharika, an octogenarian who has previously been in office. In the city's campaigning has been overshadowed by fuel shortages, which have led to long frustrating queues at petrol stations. The rising cost of living has also been a major concern of voters. Coming up shortly, Israel launches ground offensive on Gaza City. This and for more, stay tuned.
The first case of HIV in Zambia was reported.